Chapter 2, Gorillas versus Humans. At the young age of 20, I decided to examine the diet and lifestyle of gorillas and see what they ate and how they lived, because gorillas are so similar to humans. They are one of our closest animal relatives, with the exception of the chimpanzee, who is our closest animal relative, sharing 99% of our genes. Although scientists found that in 30% of the gorilla genome is closer to humans than chimpanzees. This is especially true in genes with accelerated rates of evolution for functions associated with sensory perception, particularly in relation to hearing and brain development. I therefore decided to examine the gorilla lifestyle habits to see what I could learn from them. By examining the way these apes live and eat, and by taking a close look at their health and causes of death, we can conclude many things about human health and lifestyle. Gorillas share 98.4% of our genome. This similarity in DNA may seem surprising at first due to the obvious differences between man and ape, but nevertheless, they are true. The differences we see between the species is mainly due to epigenetics. Epigenetics is a relatively new field of science which examines how and why certain genes are expressed, while others are not. We will talk about epigenetics in detail in chapter number 8. Humans and gorillas diverged from a common ancestor about 8 million years ago. Gorillas are different from other monkeys for a variety of reasons. They are larger, they can walk upright for longer periods of time, they don't have tails, and they have much larger, more developed brains. There are three subspecies of gorillas today: Western lowland gorillas, Eastern lowland gorillas, mountain gorillas. Gorillas are different from other monkeys for a variety of reasons. They are larger, they can walk upright for longer periods of time, they don't have tails, and they have much larger, more developed brains. There are three subspecies of gorillas today: Western lowland gorillas, Eastern lowland gorillas, and mountain gorillas. The differences between the three gorilla subspecies are very minor and primarily consist of small variations in size and coloring. Gorillas, like human beings, are intelligent, playful, emotional, and family-oriented. They are even capable of learning sign language. Sadly, despite our close relationship to gorillas, human beings have been the mountain gorillas' only real predators. Let's look at the differences and similarities between humans and gorillas. Gorillas versus human physical characteristics. Male gorillas are about twice as heavy as female gorillas in the wild and weigh 135 to 220 kilograms, which is about 300 to 485 pounds. Male gorillas attain a height of about 1.7 meters, which is 5.5 feet. A wild adult female gorilla typically weighs between 70 and 90 kilograms, which is 155 to 200 pounds, and is about 1.5 meters tall, which is about 5 feet. Gorillas, like humans, lack hair on the face, hands, and feet. Humans. Males weigh, on average, 78 kilograms, which is 172 pounds, and attain an average height of 1.77 meters, which is 5.8 feet. Human females weigh, on average, 67.9 kilograms, which is about 150 pounds, and attain an average height of 1.6 meters, which is 5.35 feet. In the past 50 years, both men and women gained on average more than 11 kilograms, which is 24 pounds, while mean height increased approximately 1 inch, which is 2.5 centimeters. Changes in mean body mass index have also occurred. Between the early 1960s and the early 2000s, mean BMI for adults, both males and females, between 20 to 74 years of age increased from a BMI of just over 25 to almost 28. Gorilla versus human typical family structure. Gorillas live in stable family groups numbering from 6 to 30 members, most often 8 members. The groups are organized and led by one or two silverback males who are related to each other, usually a father and one of his sons. Occasionally, brothers lead a group. The other members of the group include females, infants, juveniles, and young adult males. Adult females join from outside the group, and the young are offspring of silverbacks. The males dominate the group. Humans, on the other hand, according to the Center for Disease Control, have family groups, which generally involve between 4 to 10 people, including two partners, their parents, siblings, and children, with whom close contact is maintained. In modern human societies, gender roles are not fixed, but constantly negotiated between individuals. Gorillas versus human reproduction. Wild female gorillas give birth about once every 4 years, starting at the age of 13. There is no fixed breeding season. Copulation may occur all year long in both gorillas and humans. The gestation period is about 9 months, and births are usually single, though twins occur on rare occasions. A newborn gorilla weighs only about 4.5 pounds, which is 2 kilos, and is utterly helpless for the first 3 months of life, during which it is carried in his mother's arms. The young gorilla sleeps in the mother's nest at night and rides on her back during the day. Gorilla infants remain at the mother's side on average for a period of 4.5 years. At this time, the infant should already be weaned. Gorilla infant needs are identical to that of human infant needs for the first 1.5 years of life. Humans. Most women give birth between the ages of 20 to 29. The average baby weighs 7.5 pounds, which is 3.5 kilos, at birth. However, a weight between 5 pounds, 8 ounces, which is 2.5 kilos, and 8 pounds, which is 4 kilos, is also considered to be normal. Gorilla versus human brain capacity. Gorilla brain size is 350 to 400 cc in volume on average, while human brain size is around 1,200 cc in volume on average. But are gorilla brains considered small in size when you look at primates in general? No. But in the number of neurons, there is a major difference between gorillas and humans. Humans have roughly 3 times as many neurons, around 86 billion, than our close primate cousins, which have 33 billion. Humans use 20% of their basal metabolic energy to feed the brain, compared with 9% in gorillas. Although large animals require less energy per unit of body weight, they also have overall larger total metabolic requirements to sustain their body weight. The larger gorilla body size offers clear advantages in protection from predators and more success in competition with other species for food and territory. Large gorillas need to consume more energy in the form of calories to satisfy the needs of their larger bodies, and they tend to eat more nutrient-dense but lower-calorie plant foods, while humans need more energy in the form of calories to feed our large brains. Gorilla versus human activity levels. Gorilla. The gorilla is active during the day, searching and collecting food by walking on all four limbs, with part of their weight supported on their knuckles of their hands. However, occasionally, gorillas can and do stand erect. They spend much of their time foraging and nesting in leaves. At dawn, the gorillas begin their search for food with the adults, settling down to rest and nap in the late morning while the youngsters play. The group travels a few hundred meters between several daily feeding bouts, amounting to much physical activity throughout the day. Each group wanders through their home range of 2 to 40 square kilometers, which is 3/4 to 16 square miles, and several different groups may share the same part of the forest. At dusk, nest building begins, and each gorilla builds its own sleeping nest by bending branches and foliage. A new nest is built most nights. Gorillas go to sleep at sundown and require an average of 8 to 9 hours of sleep. Humans. In modern society, most people are considered sedentary during most of their waking hours. In this category, you may include most office workers who get little or no exercise on any given day. Moderately active people, such as construction workers or people running a minimum of 1 hour a day, share the same activity level as most gorillas. There are a few groups of people considered to be vigorously active, among them competitive athletes and again some construction workers. However, due to the invention and takeover of machines in most fields of construction work, this group of people is becoming smaller and smaller. Humans also need an average of 8 hours of sleep at night. But due to the hectic Western world lifestyle, the average night's sleep of many people is reduced to 6 hours, and this has a major effect on human well-being. Gorilla versus human dietary features. Gorillas. The gorilla diet is vegetation for all subspecies of gorillas and includes leaves, stalks, shoots, seeds, stems, and fruit, as well as around 2-3% animal protein from termites, ants, and caterpillars. An adult male gorilla may consume more than 18 kilograms, which is 40 pounds of vegetation per day. Gorillas are very selective foragers. They usually only eat parts of particular plants, and they use their agile lips and hand dexterity to manipulate the vegetation for the particular part they want to consume. Gorillas do not overexploit an area for food. They cut the vegetation in a manner that allows for quick replenishment to occur. Gorillas rarely drink water in the wild because they consume succulent vegetation that is composed of 50% water, and in the mornings it is covered with dew. Gorillas also wade waist-deep in swampy clearings to feed on aquatic plants to supplement their diet with iodine. Humans. Humans are omnivores, capable of consuming a wide variety of plant and animal substances. Human diets vary according to available food sources in the regions of habitation, and also according to cultural and religious norms. Human groups have adopted a wide range of diets, from purely vegan to primarily carnivorous. Until the development of agriculture approximately 10,000 years ago, which substantially altered both human diet and human population at large, early humans employed a hunter-gatherer method of food collection. This involved the collection of fruit, grains, leaves, stalks, shoots, seeds, stems, tubers, mushrooms, honey, and insect larvae, along with the consumption at times of wild game that was either hunted in order to be consumed or found dead and scavenged. Most researchers agree that humans controlled fire about 300,000 years ago. Nevertheless, it is known that Homo erectus did consume meat occasionally. It is suggested that when meat was consumed, it was eaten raw, as practiced even by some modern humans, and thus cooking cannot be presumed. You can listen more on this subject in chapters 3 and 6. Dairy farming began about 7,000 years ago, which allowed for a selected population to genetically sustain their ability to digest lactose, the sugar found in milk, well into adulthood. More on this subject in chapter number 7. Gorilla versus human teeth. Adult humans have 32 teeth, just as gorillas do. Gorillas have strong teeth adapted for the coarse vegetation they consume. They are herbivores, meaning that they feed on plants. Some herbivores have lost their canine teeth and have an empty space in their place. Gorillas, however, have kept their canine teeth, which show their importance even in consuming a vegetarian diet, and that canine teeth are not there for the sole purpose of tearing meat. Gorillas have 4 canine teeth, just as humans do. Adult gorilla males develop big, sharp canines as they mature. Canine teeth are very useful for cracking nuts and for crunching stems, as well as being a powerful weapon used to scare enemies away. Human canine teeth differ from meat eaters' canines in size and in shape. Canines are often the largest teeth in the mouth, but in humans they are much reduced in size in comparison with carnivores. This condition permits the side-to-side motion in the human chewing cycle. Canine teeth of carnivore animals are not only longer, but are also very pointed. Early man was found to have greater canine teeth than modern man, has today, but as they gradually acquired the habit of using stones, clubs, or other weapons for fighting with their enemies or rivals, they used their teeth less and less to scare predators. Through natural selection, the jaws, together with the teeth, became reduced in size. In 1939, Professor Gustav Heinrich Ralph from Königswald found the fossil of the upper jaw of a roof of the mouth of Homo erectus in Java, an island in Indonesia, which not only had canines that projected beyond the level of the neighboring teeth, but also had a gap between the canines and the incisor teeth, which presumably accommodated a large projecting lower canine tooth as well. Gorillas, just as humans, have two full sets of teeth during their lifetime. The first set, similar to human baby teeth, are lost and then replaced by a permanent set of teeth in adults. Gorillas versus human intestinal anatomy. Humans and gorillas have very similar digestive systems anatomically, in which the major difference is the size and processes that are endured within the digestive system. The digestive system of a gorilla, like humans, functions through four major processes in order to digest food for the highest nutritional value and maintain energy and health. Ingestion of food, digestion of food, absorption of food, and excretion. It is found that the digestive system of all species goes through a process of plasticity, allowing the anatomies of the gastrointestinal tract and the digestive system structures to change as a result of adaptations to environmental pressures found within their habitat. Environmental pressures include chemical, physical, and nutritional properties of the diet. These evolutionary adaptations show a relationship between diet and the structure of the digestive tract. Gorillas, being herbivores, need to break down the cellulose they consume from plants they eat and absorb from it as much nutrition as possible. For this purpose, gorillas have larger colons than humans do, 3 times the size, with large amounts of bacteria and enzymes which destroy harmful pathogenic microorganisms and help them to metabolize foods that are otherwise difficult to break down, such as cellulose through anaerobic, in the absence of oxygen, fermentation, allowing them to get as much energy from the cellulose as possible. This breakdown process through colon fermentation contributes greatly to the success rate of the gorilla species, due to the fact that potentially 57.3% of metabolized energy comes from short-chained fatty acids derived from the colon fermentation of fiber. Gorillas have relatively large and wide cecum located at the beginning of the large intestine, hosting a large number of bacteria, which also aid in the enzymatic breakdown of cellulose. Early human ancestors used to have a similar intestinal tract to that of gorillas. We see this by observing the ribcage of Homo erectus. The ribcage protruded more and was very similar to that of a gorilla than to that of a modern man. Modern humans have a smaller colon and cecum in comparison to gorillas. The previously larger intestinal tract helped humans metabolize cellulose more efficiently when early humans lived with the apes in the rainforest and ate similar foods to the apes. The modern human cecum, known today as the vermiform appendix, averages 11 centimeters in length, but can range anywhere from 2 to 20 centimeters. Darwin suggested that our human ancestors became less reliant on cellulose-rich plants for energy as they changed their foliage-rich diets to foods more easily assimilated. As the cecum became less necessary in the digestion process, due to the reliance on different food sources than were previously available in the rainforest, mutations that were previously harmful and would have hindered evolutionary progress became more and more frequent throughout the population. After millions of years, the once necessary cecum degraded to become the small appendix of today's modern man, which is a sixth of the size of a gorilla cecum. However, there is evidence that efficient cellulose metabolism still occurs in the large intestines of modern man. Researchers have shown that humans living in the Western world today derive 10% of their daily energy needs through anaerobic bacterial breakdown of fiber in the large intestine. This proportion is increased in humans living in the third world. Humans have a larger small intestine compared to gorillas to compensate for the small cecum. The role of the small intestine in digestion is absorption of nutrients and minerals found in food. The structural differences between apes and humans go to show that the gut is flexible, and variation in dietary patterns can lead to structural changes in the digestive system. Gorilla versus human cognition levels. Gorillas. Cognitively, gorillas lack the curiosity and adaptability of humans, but captive gorillas have shown the capacity for problem solving and have demonstrated a degree of insight as well as memory and anticipation of experiences. They appear to be very skillful at learning sign language from humans. Some gorillas can recognize their image in the mirror and thus are said to have a sense of self-awareness. This is a trait that is almost no other non-human animal possesses. Humans. Anthropological studies explain that the evolutionary success of humans is derived from a relatively larger brain with more neurons and a particularly well-developed neocortex, prefrontal cortex, and temporal lobes, which enable high levels of abstract reasoning, language, problem-solving, sociality, and culture through social learning. Humans are the only extant species known to build fires and to cook their food. Humans also use tools to a degree incomparable to any other animal and are the only extant species to dress themselves with clothes and to create and use numerous other technologies and interest themselves in the arts. Gorilla versus human behavior. Gorillas are generally calm and non-aggressive creatures unless they are disturbed. Humans. Human behavior depends to a great extent on how people perceive a situation and what they expect to gain from it. Humans can choose their attitude and thus their social behavior. Gorillas versus human life expectancy. Gorillas. The life expectancy of wild gorillas is about 35 years. Gorilla childhood mortality rate is 50%, and this statistically lowers the average lifespan. Captive gorillas generally live well over 50 years. The major factors that contribute to gorillas' endangered status are mostly due to the effects of human behavior. Humans are the gorilla's main predator, committing gorilla infanticide, poachers killing them for meat or trophies, and capture the young to sell as pets. Snares meant for small game, wound gorillas, and lately mountain gorillas have also become the victims of neighboring human warfare. Human encroachment on their habitat leaves gorillas with no place to live, breed, or feed. Gorillas require a minimum foraging range to meet their dietary requirements, and the more foraging range they have, the more dietary diversity they have. Humans are destroying forests for lumber, farming, grazing, and expanding human settlements to meet the needs of the ever-growing human population. And this will only get worse during this century. But aside from humans, the Ebola virus has also had a serious toll on gorilla population. Their mortality rate from Ebola virus is averaged to be about 38%. Mountain gorillas also reproduce more slowly than humans. Humans, during the Bronze Age, about 5,500 years ago, which is 3,300 to 1,200 BC, and during the Iron Age, which is 1,200 BC to 500 BC, human life expectancy was only 26 years. During the early 1600s, life expectancy slowly rose for those who survived life hazards, which include infant mortality, accidents, epidemics, plagues, and wars, and range from 60 to 70 years, just as it was before the advent of agriculture when humans were hunter-gatherers and before the ascent in human population. In the U.S., the average lifespan increased during the 20th century by more than 30 years, of which 25 years can be attributed to simple advances in public health, and the remains 5% to the advances in medical science. Gorilla health and mortality in captivity versus human health and mortality. Gorillas. Western and eastern lowland gorillas can survive in captivity. However, mountain gorillas cannot. Currently, there are less than 50 gorillas residing within zoos. However, gorillas in captivity face other health problems. When gorillas were first being kept in zoos in Europe and North America, they were fed the same kinds of foods that the local people were eating, instead of being supplied with foods that are similar to those found in their natural habitat. Gorillas were fed several servings of nutritional cookies a day, made from simple processed white grains, sugar, and added vitamins, with the good intention of ensuring that the gorillas received all of their nutritional requirements. Cookies were also given as treats to promote good behavior. In other words, gorillas were basically fed a typical Western world diet based on processed, calorie-rich, and nutrient-poor foods, which is a far cry from their natural diet in the wild. As a result of their new lifestyle, gorillas fell prey to the same kinds of illnesses that are leading causes of death in the Western world in humans. These illnesses were rare among people from third world countries, especially Asia and Africa, and were unheard of in ape populations. Gorillas in captivity fed the common Western world diet showed a tendency in both sexes to grow obese, especially when fed diets rich in simple sugars and carbohydrates. Obesity was never observed in wild gorillas. This change in diet and lifestyle led to the same effect they have on humans, and heart disease became the number one killer of gorillas in North American zoos. In 2005, after a 21-year-old gorilla named Brooks died of heart failure at Cleveland Metro Park Zoo, researchers started to take a closer look at gorilla heart health. Captive gorillas were found to have high serum cholesterol levels, ranging from 281 to 311 milligram per deciliter. Researchers examined the possibility of the effect of diet on gorilla health, and they noticed that gorillas were consuming diets that were very low on fiber and rich in meat and egg products, a diet very different from a gorilla's natural diet. In the wild, gorillas consume foods that are very low on fat and protein, but very high on fiber. The gorilla's diet in the wild also changes seasonally. They consume less foliage and more fruit during the wet season. Zookeepers also noticed strange behaviors among captive gorillas that were never observed in the wild, including regurgitating sugar-rich foods and then re-ingesting them. This behavior indicates that the change in their dietary patterns lead to the formation of sugar addictions in captive gorillas. From these findings, in 2008, the first steps were taken by zoos to begin to wean gorillas off their commercially processed biscuits and replace the high sugar, high simple carbohydrate, and high protein diet that zoos had fed gorillas for years with a diet more in line with their natural diet in the wild. Vegetables and leafy greens became once again their staples, and the food was scattered about their enclosure so that they would be compelled to forage. This way, gorillas also became more active as they would in the wild. This reduced the incidence of heart disease immediately, and now gorillas in zoos are living longer than ever before, till around the age of 54 years. The new diet was quickly copied by other zoos in Columbus, Toronto, and Seattle. By switching the gorillas back to the diet resembling their own natural diet, they restored their health. It may seem like common sense that gorillas should be given their natural foods for consumption even while they are in captivity. Just as it is also common sense that we humans should consume the natural foods that we were naturally intended to eat, even if we have the ability to manufacture other foods. Changes in human environment have greatly affected mortality patterns. Changes in human environment have greatly affected mortality patterns, especially the decline in mortality from infectious diseases, which during the 1900s were considered the number one cause of death. Today, mortality rates primarily arise from lifestyle choices and behaviors. Nowadays, obesity-related diseases are the major cause behind human mortality. Obesity, resulting from consumption of more calories than are expended, has led to many health complications and increased mortality. Worldwide, over 1 billion people are obese, and in the United States, 35% of all people are obese. In the United States, an estimated of 300,000 deaths per year are due to the obesity epidemic. The spread of obesity has led to increasing incidences of cardiovascular disease, type 2 diabetes, hypertension, certain cancers, and other morbidities. While genetics can predispose an individual to gain excess weight, the environment must be conducive in order for a person to become obese. There has been an increase in food availability, especially high-fat, high-calorie foods, and not enough education about the effects bad food habits have on our health. There is also a recorded decrease in the amount of individual physical activity, which has played an important role in obesity becoming an epidemic. According to the National Institutes of Health, obesity is the second leading cause of preventable deaths in the United States, close behind to the use of tobacco. Smoking remains the leading preventable cause of death in the United States and is linked to diseases of nearly every organ of the body. According to the American Cancer Society, an estimated of 590,000 people are expected to die from cancer in the United States in 2015. That's one death from cancer every 52 seconds. The World Health Organization estimates that global cancer diagnoses will rise from 14 million to 22 million people over the next two decades. The World Health Organization cites tobacco, obesity, physical inactivity, and alcohol use as the main reasons for deaths from cancer. Heart disease is responsible for one in every four deaths, about 600,000 deaths per year in the United States alone. Heart disease is the leading cause of death for both men and women, of which coronary artery disease is the most common type of heart disease. Just as with gorillas, there are dramatic differences between mortality rates of men and women. There are various reasons behind this gender difference in mortality rate, including risk-taking behaviors and occupations and higher suicide rates. Males also report higher use of alcohol and tobacco. To conclude, gorillas are dying in the wild due to encroachment of humans into their habitat, leaving them with less and less land to reproduce and feed, while humans are dying mainly due to our own unfavorable lifestyle choices and behaviors. We can change both of these statistics.